Welcome to LifeRx Podcast, a show about living consciously in all aspects of your life with authenticity and integrity. I'm Eva Patel. Welcome again to the show. Hope you all had a great week. And today we're going to be talking about energy healing. So what is energy healing? It's healing on an energetic level. And our special guest today is Jana Ray. Jana is a certified master of intuition medicine, and she has almost 3 decades of business and professional experience and has a broad experience working with both individuals and groups. Jana has worked with private clients and has taught meditation classes at the academy and various locations. So Jana Ray's healing energy treatments are offered at Raindance Spa in Sonoma, and her techniques brings clients a greater understanding of their whole selves and their creative paths in life. She helps individuals detach from limiting beliefs and patterns and more easily utilize their inner power to shape their lives as desired. So positive results resonate throughout her clients' personal and professional relationships. So after the short break, we'll start the interview.
Hello, Jana.
Hello, Eva.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you so much for doing this show. I'm very excited about being able to ask you a little bit more about what you do.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, thank you very much for being here. So, Jana, what is intuitive medicine?
Well, intuition medicine is a particular type of energy medicine that I studied at the Academy of Intuition Medicine under Francesca McCartney. And as you're well aware, Eva, energy medicine has been around for thousands of years. Probably the earliest known form is acupuncture as an energy medicine system, but also Reiki and Qigong and other healing touch is also that a lot of nurses do in hospitals. That's all energy medicine. All falls in that category.
Right. And how would one know that they need energy work or understand a little bit more about energy medicine and how they could apply some of this to their life?
Well, one of the issues that we have with our Western approach to medicine is that we have problems diagnosing issues that are going on in the body. And Western doctors will readily admit that they often don't know what causes certain types of illnesses or conditions or diseases that people have. And we have so many diseases and illnesses today that are based in our autoimmune disorders and things that are related to our endocrine and immune systems. And so when people are feeling a lack of energy, literally a lack of energy, they don't feel vibrant, they don't feel healthy, their bodies are breaking down, it means they need energy work.
Well, you know, nowadays, as you know, with everybody with the fear and the stress and the anxiety and you know, I feel we've become a society that wants to do so much, yet there is no there's nothing to get back. It's like we give. And I, for me, I mean, I definitely feel that energy medicine is something giving back to yourself from internally. Am I correct there?
Well, yes. And remember that we live in a culture that promotes stress as a way of being. Stress is something that is seen as almost a badge of honor that people have been carrying around for years. Oh, my life is so busy. I'm so stressed out. But they don't realize that stress is really literally the portrait of a killer, to quote the Robert Sapolsky film.
A heavy price.
It is a heavy price.
And
so part of what people have to be willing to do if they really want to feel more like themselves and have vibrant energy and access their creativity and fulfill the life of their dreams is they must look at their lives and say, am I living my life according to the way that I really want to live it? Or am I living it according to somebody else's standards of what I should be conforming to or who I should be competing with or who I should be comparing myself to?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I feel that just being able to have access to this type of work is great. So energy work's becoming way more prevalent now than it ever has. Why do you think that is?
Well, one of the reasons is because Western medicine is not having a lot of success with their treatments of the symptoms of people having energy issues. You can't just give someone a pill and say, here, fix your energy problem, because energy issues go deep into belief system territory. They go into people's beliefs about the way the world is and who they are in the world. This can come through family lines. Families can, you know, inherit beliefs from their bloodline about the way the world is and who they are and what their limitations are and what their capabilities are. And so when people are born into families that have beliefs that are limiting, it starts to really constrict the energy of the people that are born into that family line if they want to be creative. They can't expand beyond those belief systems without busting out of those old ways of thinking.
And also on that note, I feel that, you know, energy is either positive or negative, and negative energy is so dense that even if you're working in a working environment where you've got a couple of, you know, what I call, you know, dead logs working around you, that energy starts affecting you. So can you expand a little bit on that? Why does other people's energy affect us?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, because we have a perception in our society that we are simply this physical body that we walk around with. And we are so much more than our physical body. We carry with us an energy field around us that's probably 55 feet in diameter. And it's got all of our information in it. And that's not, I'm not talking about what most people might know as the aura. The aura is the energy field that extends from the body through the chakra system. And we'll talk a little bit about the chakra system today. But essentially, what we're looking at here is as a human being, as the intersection of information, energy, and matter. And so this physical body carries around a lot of information. And so when you're in a situation with a person who it has a negative perspective on life and things aren't going well, guess what? They are bleeding negative energy into the environment. Now, the good thing about energy work is that somebody who's doing energy work can be resistant to that negative energy field of another person.
And how could they be resistant to it?
Because essentially when you start doing energy work, you start claiming ownership of your
so it's
space.
It's almost like you're putting your own shield up.
It's not so much that we have to go around protecting ourselves from other people. But when people are what we call vibrating at a lower frequency, which is people that are having a negative experience of life are essentially operating in lower emotional vibrational frequencies. Anger, revenge, sadness, depression, all of those are very low frequencies. So when an individual starts to do energy work, they actually are raising their vibration. They're raising their vibration to a higher level that keeps those lower frequencies at bay, let's say. Now, what I want to say about that, though, is that because we carry around with us in this huge energy field around us, we carry around with us all of the information about everything that's happened to us in our lives. So, and 90% of us is subconscious. So 90% of that information we're not even aware of. Now,
exactly.
If you haven't done a lot of energy work, you can have in your field around you some information that can easily get triggered by another person. If you haven't dealt with that.
All this baggage from our past in our energy field.
Exactly, exactly. And that also gets embedded in the cellular memory in our bodies. So if you're really serious about clearing the past and being a vibrant, creative, happy, healthy human being, you don't have to spend 10 years in psychotherapy doing, you know, trying to remember everything that ever happened to you. There's much faster ways to work with that information, but you do need to recognize that it's there simply because you were born into a culture that produced a lot of negative information.
Right. So it's acknowledging that really everybody needs a little bit of energy work. We all can't be everything to everybody, but we can be something to ourselves by recognizing that we all need a little bit of work to help move us through certain situations.
Oh, absolutely. People need energy work every day. It's like flossing your teeth. So a lot of the work that I do with clients is I teach them techniques to maintain the clarity of their energy field, because it is so easy to get polluted from the information that's the negative information that flies through the culture every day, the fear that is broadcast through the airwaves, the TVs, the radios, the internet is just, you know, people are sending out fear. You know, we have to have more war. We have to have more resistance to other people. We have to resist the bacteria. We have to resist everything. There's just so much fighting going on.
Yeah, so this is about coming into balance again, bringing your mind, your body, your spirit, and your inner core into balance with yourself, and then obviously it expands within your energetic field.
Yes, and this is one of the reasons why I recommend people spend a lot of time in nature, because nature reminds us of our true nature. When you go and spend time in nature, you notice nobody's fighting, there are no cops, nobody's behaving badly, there's no fear.
Yeah.
The only critters that are fearful are the squirrels. Everybody else is just
so
having
true.
A great day.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, I do find that, you know, sometimes when people are very stressed, I know even for myself, you know, going for a walk in nature, you know, being around the greenery, just going for a walk, and I hug trees. I'm one of those tree huggers. I mean, that's just the energy alone. There is something very magical about that.
It's and not just magical, though. It's actually physical, because nature and Earth operate with Earth's vibration rate, and we've got a name for that. It's called the Schumann resonance, because a guy named Schumann discovered it. But Earth has a vibrational field, and we humans, we used to live upon the Earth. We walked on the Earth barefoot. We slept on the Earth. We ate on the Earth. We danced on the Earth. We did everything upon the Earth. And so we were always connected to that vibrational resonance of Earth that helps the body feel safe, secure. Earth's my home. There's nothing wrong.
And
I'm safe here.
Is that the grounded feeling that we get as well?
Oh, definitely. Earth is very grounding. Whenever you go into nature, you get instantly grounded. And we haven't even talked about grounding, but another aspect of our culture with so much information overload is that people get really scattered with their thoughts into the past or the future. You can get lost in the internet with your energy and your information.
I was about to say, with this information superhighway, and now with the social media and all this twittering and everything, we get spacey a little bit. And I think, you know, bringing yourself back to your core and grounding are very important things to do on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, and that's the first thing I do when I work with clients is the first thing we do is get them grounded in present time.
So
that's when you're most powerful, because it's in the moment of now that you create the next moment. And if your energy is scattered in the past with regrets about decisions that you made or situations you were in that didn't turn out the way that you thought they should have turned out, we spend a lot of time in regret. And that also is related to belief systems. Beliefs that we must be perfect, beliefs that we must compete against other humans, that we must compare ourselves to other humans, that we must conform to what everybody else is doing.
We're very competitive, yeah. We're very competitive, so yeah, that's not a good energy to carry.
Well, and it's put forward as human nature, but it's not our natural way of being. It's learned behavior. And if people are more interested in finding out about that, I recommend the works of Jared Diamond, the UCLA geologist who's written wonderful books about human societies and how they choose to either succeed or fail. And it's all about the beliefs and
very
how people perceive the use of resources in their, like right now in our country, we've got a problem with resource flows, because
right.
A vast majority of our resources are being put toward war and destruction. And so we don't have enough resources to put toward education, healthcare, creating jobs for people, housing, all of those things. So we've made a choice in our culture to put our resources into destruction rather than construction.
Yeah. So it's basically once you work on energy healing with yourself, you change and you want to do things more constructively rather than destructively.
Absolutely. You see yourself as a creator, as a yes. as a God goddess creator who's here to use your mind.
Yeah. And I think we need more of that.
Absolutely.
There's so many people that are so fearful of getting into their own creation, and yet most of us are, you know, walking little, time capsules of all this great creation, you know, stuck inside us. We just need to open up.
And again, that goes back to the beliefs we've been taught about, oh, well, I'm not powerful. I'm not creative. I don't know how many people have looked at me and said, I'm not creative. I looked at them and said, you were creative when you woke up this morning and decided what you wanted to wear and have for breakfast. That was your first creative act of the day.
Yeah.
So everything we do is creative.
Yeah. So when people come to your spa, what do they look for when they come to and look at your energy healing menu? What is it that they're looking for?
Well, interestingly enough, there's not a lot of energy work that goes on in spas. It's starting to become more and more of a trend to have Reiki healing and energy healing and so what I do is rather unique. And so the people that show up for the energy treatments at the spa where I work, at Rain Dance Spa at the Lodge at Sonoma, they are often have already heard about, they've either heard about chakras, they have heard about, their doctors have told them they've got a problem with their endocrine system, because the chakras connect directly with the endocrine system. We bring information in through our chakras, and it's immediately pumped right into our endocrine and immune systems. So they see the connection between how they're feeling and their health, and they want to make a shift. And sometimes they show up just with curiosity about insight they need. You know, another thing, Eva, about not being grounded, not being in present time, is that it's really hard for people to trust their intuition. And our intuition is our God-given gift for knowing things.
Yeah.
And so
like our inner GPS system.
I'm sorry?
That is, it's like our inner GPS system.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And we all have it, and because we have not been trained to use it, we don't trust it. So another thing that I do when I work with private clients is I teach them how to access their insight, their inner voice. Because you always want to get the right information from within. You don't want somebody else telling you what to do. You want to know that the choices you're making are resonating with you.
And so most of the people that come to you, they're looking for ways to tap into their own intuition.
Yes, or they're looking for they want to resolve situations that are going on in their lives. They have relationships with you know, either family members or loved ones or coworkers that are causing them stress, and they want to resolve those situations and have a different perspective. And this is another thing that I help people with a lot, is shifting their viewpoint so they can have a bigger picture view of what's going on. And this is the best way to resolve the past. Because, you know, we've learned how to take a lot of things personally. The behavior of other people, what they say to us, how they treat us, has all been about us. You know, so, well, they were mean to me and I was a victim. We have quite a society filled with people that feel like that they've been wronged. Somebody's done something wrong to them. And so another thing I help clients with understanding is that they can shift their perspective in any situation and understand what's motivating somebody else's thoughts, feelings, and actions. And that's what I call the true meaning of compassion.
Okay.
This is a little bit different than empathy. And I'd like to talk about that just for a minute, because a lot of women especially are what I would call over-empathetic, in the sense that empathy, in the way that I'm talking about it, is feeling other people's pain. It's having an experience in your body where you feel sorry for someone else because of what they're going through, and now you're producing chemicals in your body through your endocrine and immune system that are reflecting their life. And it's throwing off your system. It throws off all of your chemicals. It throws off your hormones, your neurotransmitters, your ligands, all those chemical messengers in your body get thrown off when you are are processing another person's experience for them.
So
what I
teach
my clients how to do is to dial down the opening on what we call the empathy chakra, which is the second chakra, and allow the heart chakra to be the open, compassionate chakra. You can have compassion for someone else without feeling their pain for them.
Okay, so without mixing the energies, kind of.
Right. You don't want to bring their pain into your body and process it. It's not good for you.
Very interesting. Yeah, of course not. No, that would not be what you want. So why would you feel that energy medicine is a very viable solution for those that are seeking health and healing?
Well, for one thing, it empowers them to understand their bodies more, to understand the root causes of why they're having certain medical conditions. For example, I had a client recently who has a thyroid disorder. A lot of people have thyroid disorders in our society.
Yeah.
Now, some people say it's because because of all the dental x-rays and the mammograms are, you know, they're so close to the thyroid. That's the gland at the throat that regulates your metabolism. But it's also the gland that's about your communication and your creative expression. And so I had a client recently who is just an amazing singer whose agent, you know, tried to put her in a box and make her sing in a certain way in order to, guess what?
Oh.
Sell records, right? Oh, no, you can't sing just like you sing, and she's got a beautiful voice. No, you must sing in this way that we've got this formula because we know that there's these people out there that like things when they're sung this way. And so she tried to force herself into this box, and she developed a thyroid disorder. Because she suppressed the energy of her fifth chakra. So these energy centers and the way that we are put together with our information, energy, and matter are important. It's not just random. They have specific effects on our lives, and you can look at people and their, you know, health and find out whether or not what they've been doing is lined up with who they really are.
That is amazing, because that is so true, that diseases are caused because of a reaction to something that's happened, and there's a root cause. And even though I've studied Western medicine, I do believe it's kind of a band-aid sometimes, you know, take a pill for this, take a pill for that, but pills don't relieve it relieves the symptom, but it doesn't get to the root cause of deleting the illness or the disease.
Exactly. And
so,
right, and the pills, if they're used for too long a period of time, can really throw off the chemical soup in the body, because they often create side effects that disable certain proteins. And there's a really great book about that called The Biology of Belief, where Bruce Lipton is an epigeneticist, biologist who studies epigenetics, which is the study of how the genes produce things. He's got a wonderful book, The Biology of Belief, in which he goes into this information about how all these processes work in the body and why this chemical balance is so important to our health. And so if you're on a chemical for a long period of time, it can really completely throw off how your body's working. There's a lot of people who are, for example, developing liver failure from being on antidepressants for too long.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just...
And I have listened to Bruce Lipton's work, and I actually got the CDs, and I think we connected on this before, and I really do believe the work is really good to even understand it.
Yes, he writes really well for people like you and me who aren't biologists but want to understand how our bodies are working. And so this is really where the empowerment comes in through energy medicine, is people feel more empowered to take charge of their health. We've been led to believe that our bodies are sort of like cars that break down over time, but that's not true. We are designed to regenerate and renew ourselves, and it's only when we bring into our systems information that throws off that regenerative and renewal process that our bodies start to break down.
Yeah, that is true. So I know there are many journeys that you offer. Could you tell our listeners a little bit more about your gem journey and how gems are used for healing?
Yes, the gemstone journey was the first treatment that I created for Rain Dance Spa. And gemstones are remarkable tools for providing what I call missing information. You know, we've talked about, we kind of get programmed with these beliefs. We get programmed first by our parents, and we get programmed by our teachers, and we get programmed by society, and we're sort of like these walking computers that have all this information programmed into us. And so when you look underneath the surface at the essence of who's really there, it's the little spark of God that you are that doesn't have, that has, you know, basically a blank mind and the ability to just be anything that they want. And so this these beliefs that get programmed into us then become part of how we perceive the world. It's kind of like a horse has blinders on, right? So it only right. goes in one direction. It doesn't look off in the pasture and go galloping off after some, you know, female horse, right? So yeah. the gemstones provide missing information. So it's kind of like taking the blinders off the horse so it can see a bigger picture perspective. You get missing information, and you start to become empowered with knowing that you don't have any limitations other than those that you agreed to have.
Right. And I have to say, gemstones and crystals are something that I've definitely resonated with, and I love them. And I know through history they've been used in jewelry, and they were used for healing purposes even in jewelry in the past, correct?
Absolutely. Humans have always been drawn to these natural healing tools. They are information that's locked in a crystal matrix. So they provide us with information. And see, this is the thing that people aren't understanding about themselves, is that they are essentially information.
Yeah,
at the core of all of your subatomic particles are, you know, just little, you know, just like information carried on a frequency of light.
Yeah, and they're from Mother Earth. I mean, they're natural and they're beautiful, and they do have wonderful characteristics. I know that I actually use crystals and gems even if I have a headache, a toothache, whatever, and I swear, I don't know if it's my energy programmed into the crystal that makes it, but the pain goes away. I haven't taken any pain medication or anything in like almost a decade now. So I can definitely resonate that they're wonderful tools for us.
Yes, and so in a gemstone journey, the client actually uses their intuition without even knowing it to select the gemstones that they need. People know, again, that the 90% of you that's subconscious knows stuff that your conscious mind doesn't know. And so people are automatically drawn toward what they need. They choose the gemstones for each chakra, and then they lie down, and I put the gemstones on their chakras. You have 7 major chakras that run from the base of your spine to the top of your head, and you know, you've got them all over your body. You basically are a vortex center of information, energy, and matter. But the 7 primary chakras carry information about your life. And so people choose the gemstones, and then we do a clearing of their chakras using some very powerful divine energies that I learned to work with when I was studying at the academy and afterwards also. Divine frequencies, again, we're talking about frequencies of energy that vibrate at a certain rate. And when you learn how to access these frequencies, you can then move information from one place to another. You can move information out of body and give it to something else, like the sun, which is what I usually do. So the client lays down with gemstones on their chakras, and I do a clearing on their chakras to help them release information that's just getting in the way. It's sort of like, okay, you know, you've got a computer and it's got all these programs and files on it, and if you've had it for a couple of years, you've probably got programs and files on it that you never use. But those old programs and files, they actually slow down the speed and the spin of the hard drive.
They do.
They right. make it harder for the computer to find information because there's just extra stuff in the way. So we clear off old information. It could have been something you picked up from your second grade teacher, the bully in the playground. Who knows? You don't even remember the information, but it's just in your space. So I help people release that information and then reconnect and refill their spaces with their unique essence, because we all have a unique essence energy. We all are a divine spark of source, of God, right? And so that
right.
unique spark that we are can be reignited within us. And that's really the key to just unbridled creativity.
Oh, that's wonderful. And one of the other energy treatments that you offer that I found very interesting is awakening. So can you share with our listeners a little bit about what awakenings is about?
Yes, awakenings is a brand new treatment. We just put it on the spa menu. I'm so excited about it. And awakenings is a very powerful emotional body clearing treatment to help that the 90% of you let go of the information that's no longer serving you. So we work at the emotional body level to clear out these old beliefs and concepts that, again, many people are, how many people would think that they carry in their body any feelings of self-loathing? Probably nobody would, but almost all of us do.
I know.
Probably 95% of us have within us a belief of self-hatred or self-loathing. And that's what we've been taught it. It's just learned. It's not who
we
really
are. We accepted it, and we need to unaccept it.
Right. And, again, that comes out of our cultural ways of comparing ourselves to other, competing against each other, and conforming to what other people think we should do. And then we're not expressing our uniqueness in the world.
And so what is this emotional freedom technique?
There are several emotional freedom techniques that are being used now. One of which you may have heard of, many listeners may have heard of, is called tapping, where you actually tap your body on the acupressure points or the acupuncture points. Not all of them all over the body, but there's several key points: the top of the head, the eyebrow point, side of the eye, under the eye. So you can say these phrases while you're tapping. Another emotional freedom technique is remarkably using a magnet to remove information, because we are an electromagnetic being. And so we can use magnets to help us clear information with intention. So these are some of the emotional freedom techniques. There's others that include, saying things while you're doing things, and you're basically reprogramming yourself. So there's a lot of things that are related to this idea of emotional freedom, but we really want to get to this place where we are choosing our emotional reactions, because then we know I'm in charge of how I feel.
Exactly.
I'm in charge of how I feel. And
exactly.
You have a right to be happy even when other people aren't.
And I know. Is that so hard for us as people?
Well, that's because it's so easy for
them. They pull everybody with them.
Well, we have allowed other people to very easily drag us into their drama rooms. I'm having a drama over here. I'm having a crisis. Come in here into my drama room with me and be in my drama with me. And now produce all those chemicals I'm producing. Feel the way I feel. Come to my drama. Oh, and then we talk about each other's dramas. Oh, did you hear what happened to her? And this, you get into all that celebrity stuff that's going on where people get so fascinated with all the celebrities and their dramas. Because we've been taught that being in drama is really where we should be. Look how long it took them to create Academy Awards for comedies. They didn't even have Academy Awards for comedies until I think it was like the 80s. I mean, it took forever.
That's drama. People love it.
Because drama has been more valued. Well, it does create a higher health care bill. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. So before we come to an end, there's one other energy treatment that you offer that I thought was great for our listeners, and that's connections. So can you tell us a little bit more about connections?
Yes. The connections treatment is for anyone who's having any type of issue in their connection with another person, and they want to understand what's going on in that connection. Because it's in our connections to other people that information is flowing between us. Everybody in your life that you have a relationship with, you have a unique connection to that person. And so what I help clients do is understand what's going on within that connection so they can make that connection better. They can move noise out of the connection. They can move any resentment or anger or sadness out of the connection so they can have a good relationship with that person again.
And this can be in your personal, your business, your work life, everything, correct?
Exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Jana, I have to thank you. This information was really good, and thank you for sharing with me and our listeners. And if they wanted to reach you, where's the best place they can reach you and make an appointment?
Well, if they're in Northern California and they can come to Sonoma and see me at Rain Dance Spa at the Lodge at Sonoma, that'd be great. The phone number there is 707-931-2034. And if you are not in Northern California and aren't coming to Sonoma, you can schedule a private appointment with me. And my phone number for private appointments is 707-996-8997. I'm also available on email at Janna, J-A-N-N-A, dot Ray, R-A-Y-E, at RenaissanceHotels, with an S, dot com. Rain Dance Spa is a part of the lodge of, at Sonoma. It's a Renaissance resort. So it's Janna.Ray at RenaissanceHotels.com.
And Janna, this information will also post on our website at LifeRxPodcast.com. So thank you so much. This has been wonderful, and I really thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Eva. I really appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and your listeners today.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
You too, and have a fabulous weekend.
That's it, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you enjoyed my wonderful conversation with Janna, and I'd like to thank Janna for being here on the show and chatting with me. And don't forget, you can give us a call or email us at liferxpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 415-322-8777. We need your feedback and would love to share some of your emails and voicemails on the show, so don't be shy and let us know what you think. And don't forget to give us a review on iTunes. So stay tuned for the next show and have a wonderful week. Namaste.